It's 8 minutes past eight. It's Graham at breakfast. It's BBC Radio Lancashire. Now, you probably, let's face it, have little idea about how your local council operates inside the town hall. And to be honest, why should you? But the workings of Fylde Council are to become very public. In the next hour or so, a campaign's being launched which could halt the way its decisions are currently made and revert back to the previous system. It's thought to be the first case of its kind in the country. Well, Fred Moore is the clerk of the Fylde Civic Awareness Group and joins us this morning. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Graham.
What's the campaign about, then?
Well, we're reflecting the concerns of our local community here. We had a large public meeting in 2008, and 200 people attended, and they passed a vote of no confidence unanimously in Fylde's cabinet system, where only seven people take the decisions. And that meeting called for a return to the committee system with more transparent decision-making by all the councillors in full council meetings. And so that's really our mandate to take some action.
So the problem that you have with the current system is that only a few people are deciding what actually happens.
Yeah, there isn't the breadth and the depth of experience of all 51 councillors when only seven are making them.
But there are some people going, if you have all the councillors waffling all day long, then no decisions are ever made.
Well, as one of my friends said recently, the cabinet might make quicker decisions, but it makes bad decisions.
Okay. So why do you say this is not democratic?
Well, there are 51 councillors who are elected, and they represent 20 wards throughout Fylde. Only seven of those wards have people that are elected that make the decisions now. So 14 wards have councillors in them that simply don't make any of the decisions.
Right. So, and you think that things have gone wrong in the past, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, a couple of examples, if you want a couple of quick ones. We had a situation where we had to close swimming pools because the council almost literally ran out of money. State of emergency, really. And they ran out of money because departments had overspent, one by about £7,000. And that happened because a new accounting system had failed when they tried to put it in. Income went into one computer and spending went into another. There was no link between them. So 9 months into the year, departments couldn't find out how much they had left, and they just kept spending. Now, the point is that there'd been reports about this to the seven-man cabinet, but none of the cabinet members had the experience to understand what was going wrong with the accounting and how serious it was. So no action till too late. If all the councillors had been getting those reports, people there with decades of experience in financial matters would have seen it come in much more quickly and saved us a load of money.
So what do you want to see happen? Because you're hopeful, aren't you, that you'll get some form of referendum?
Yes, well, we're holding the seminar today to try to explain to people what it's all about. And we're also offering to give talks to local groups to explain it. And the next stage is a petition. And we start collecting signatures for that at the seminar today. From tomorrow, our website, if I can have a plug, www.fylde.biz, will have all the information about it. We've built up a network of 20 shops right across Fylde where people can walk in and sign the petition. And there's another downloadable form that people can take into the shops.
And if you get a certain amount, then there has to
That's
be some
right.
form of vote, yeah?
Yeah, if 5% of the electorate support the idea of changing, then Fylde has 6 months to consider its position, and it can decide whether to recognise public opinion and institute the change itself at no cost to taxpayers, or they can keep their present position, which is to require a referendum to be held. And if the referendum vote is for change, then change will happen.
Well, listening to that, Fred, thanks for joining us this morning. Listening to that and joining me now is the leader of Fylde Council, David Eaves. David, good morning. Thanks for joining us today. Do you accept that the cabinet system is undemocratic?
Not at all. The myth that seven councillors actually make all the decisions at Fylde Borough Council is totally untrue. Fylde Borough Council, yes, runs a leader and a cabinet system. It is not unique to Fylde. Out of the, across the political spectrum of the North West, there are 30 organisations, be it metropolitan boroughs, district councils or unitary authorities. And out of those 30 organisations, 28 of them operate a leader and a cabinet system. Now, within this leader and cabinet system that Fylde operates, similar to all the other 27. There are also committees within the system that run day-to-day working of Fylborough Council. There is a licensing committee, a public protection committee, an audit committee, a standards committee, a development management committee, and two scrutiny committees. The two scrutiny committees are there simply to hold the cabinet system to book, for if anything is passed at a cabinet meeting or resolution at a cabinet meeting that it can be challenged, independent councillors can challenge cabinet members, the scrutiny committee could make a decision not to accept any decision made by those seven councillors.
Okay, but
turn it back into cabinet.
So what do you think the Filed Civic Awareness Group are complaining about? What do you think their problem is?
They're trying to say that there are 51 councillors who are not involved in the decisions made by Fylborough Council.
And you're saying that's rubbish?
That is totally untrue. If the cabinet makes a decision that is called in by a scrutiny committee, and that scrutiny committee still don't accept what has been done, it can be then sent to full council, where the whole council of 51 councillors can debate it for as long as they wish until a resolution is achieved.
Do you expect David to be forced to hold a referendum here?
I think that Fylde Council could be forced to hold a referendum. Let me say, Graham, that a referendum will also cost Fylborough Council in excess of £120,000. Now, that money is only achievable in one way, and that is with the council taxpayer. And also, let me say, Graham, that Fylde Council, like every other council in the country, has gone through some particular bad times in the last 3 or 4 years. We've had to tighten our belts, we've had to look to economies in order to keep the frontline services operating as good as they are, simply because the government, in their financial problems, have turned to district councils and reduced the amounts of grant money district councils get.
David, this is all a bit embarrassing for you, isn't it?
It's not embarrassing, it's extremely disappointing. When you consider that before the cabinet and leader system in Fylde Council was described as a poorly operating council and was running the risk of being taken over by government officials to look after their finances. Since that, Fylde Council has now reorganised in the present cabinet and leader system. It has finances now that are the best that Fylde has ever had, and it is also now championed throughout the Northwest as being one of the best led and controlled councils in Lancashire.
David, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us this morning. David Eaves, the leader of Fylde Council, and Fred Moore before that, who's the clerk of the Fylde Civic Awareness Group. It's a fascinating story, that, because let's face it, do you actually know what goes on in your town hall? Do you really care? Long as your bins are collected, and your streets are clean, and your libraries are open, and your services are open, and things like that. Sounds like there might be changes on the Fylde coast. Right now, 17 minutes past 8.